Late or not?
No.
I think everybody's there, but who knows?
Okay. Meetings from, or minutes from 6:20 meeting. All right, Pat.
Cheryl, would you like me to review the minutes?
No.
Anybody have any questions on the minutes?
Uh-uh.
No.
And the emails that went back and forth for the votes have been added to the minutes.
And I would like to move to waive the reading of the 2 minutes.
Okay.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Unanimous?
Yes.
Who seconded?
I did. Lisa.
Lisa.
Okay. So you documented everything about the votes for the fence, the seal coating?
Yes.
And the potter's 30-day notice?
Yes.
Okay. Existing violations. Everybody has a copy of these that were sent to you. Third. The other questions I have are for Jane.
And hopefully I can answer them because Michael has not called me to respond to several of the ones that you asked me in the notes to check on.
Okay.
So as far as I know, everything is still status quo with his office, except for one that was the property sold and changed hands.
Okay, but
we're on violation.
Yes.
Wicked.
So you're talking to 847.98?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But some of the things that were the prior owner is still at the attorney? Or because it's sold, it's gone?
No. It was the only item I think that was left on it was to clean the roof.
Right.
And that they were told to do so. I think there was money held out at escrow at closing.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And to take the paint off of the tiles that they painted. They painted some tiles gray, some white tiles.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, that was from last year.
So the only outstanding item was to clean the roof?
And
well, now it's replacement tile, gray tile.
And replace tile?
They had replaced the tile.
They had right.
So they had
with white tiles.
Oh.
And then they painted them right before they moved out.
Replace the gray tiles with the white tiles, with the beige tiles, which is what our tiles.
Yeah.
They were white?
They were white.
They were white.
Yes, they replaced them with white, and then we sent them a letter, and they painted them gray.
They painted them.
To make them look like the gray tiles on the roof.
Okay.
All right. And 820 Northwest 99th. Have you called SPNL?
It's on the streetlight.
About the SPNL box.
Yes. They'll come out and take care of that. And there's also a streetlight Mike was called on yesterday. Someone told me to call.
Okay. So when do they?
They gave me a ticket number yesterday. They said 7 to 14 business days.
Is there anybody else in the neighborhood that had one?
No,
to catch them while they're there?
Yeah. I mean, that's...
That was it, huh? Everybody else had fixed theirs?
Yeah,
there.
Everybody else was just fixed.
Yeah, it's 820 Northwest 99th Avenue.
Yeah. But they're hanging off.
It's open. It's exposed.
Okay.
It's like the cover's missing.
Mm-hmm. 845 Northwest 99th Avenue. I did get a copy of the thing from the attorney there. We did send a letter to them saying that they had made great deal of progress, and there was only two posts that were unstable. Is Mike aware of that?
He hasn't called me, so I have no idea what, what's the address that we're talking about?
845 Northwest 99th.
I don't know if he's aware of it, because I haven't spoken to him.
Okay. Do you send this to him?
Yeah.
Via SLR?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
So will we have that, any of that sent to the fence post?
Two posts. I mean, he's made a great deal of progress on it.
Are the two posts any...
It's the north end. The gate's been replaced.
And what about the, like, the one that was the non-lumber type?
It's been changed.
Okay.
He did change those out.
Okay.
It's just the north corner, there's two posts.
Then I'll tell Michael.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Mike hasn't gotten back to you yet?
No.
When did you call him?
I called him last week. He was opening up an office in Naples, so, but he told me that he was going to be available, but I haven't, I spoke with his assistant Barbara, but I needed to speak with him.
Mm-hmm.
So, she told me that he was going to be back at the end of this week.
So is the homeowner needs to be released from the violations, or?
Well...
What is Mike's purpose for this?
We need him to know.
Oh.
Right, that he's making progress.
Terry, is there a contract on this house? Or was there a contract on this house?
The one we're talking about?
The house is for sale.
Yeah.
For sale, but there's not a contract.
It wasn't, okay, because he's, I thought, he told me that there was a contract on it.
Possibly.
It might be.
Okay.
I don't know that.
Honestly?
I know it was for sale, though.
Okay.
And the only other one is the second page, 842 Northwest 98th. Did you communicate to them about the door, where they could purchase it?
Hold on.
Under the Sheridan lumber?
Yes. Let me get to that page. What page number are you on, the bottom?
Page two, 842 Northwest 98th. Because he had emailed you and said that you couldn't find the door?
Okay, yes. We told him where to get it.
Okay. Anything back?
No. But he said he was going to go there and get it.
Okay. All right. Okay, any other questions on AMS? Or existing violations?
Ma'am? Are you present? Okay, my name is John DeBlasio, I'm 848 Northwest 99th Avenue, I've been dealing with Jane Ross. And you put us in violation, and now I get a runoff violation, you know what? I'm a licensed handyman plantation, and we've abided by every rule possible to make ourselves abide by the association. I've been part of Courts Association as a board director. I moved to Quatrain for one reason, because I know you guys are the most sensible people in the world, and when we bought our house, all you asked me to do was replace the box fence, and I told the postal because now replace it. And next thing I know, I've been dealing with Jane for the last 2 months over the fence on the lake, and JT came out, and he explained to me that I already knew, that that fence is co-compliant with the city of plantation, and that all our box fences around the property are not in code, because code is six-foot fences now, and not five-foot, if you didn't know that. They don't sell five-foot fences no more, they're six-foot fences. So we're grandfathered in on the rest of the property list, because we were done a long time ago. My question to you is this, I like the place, I have my house on the MLS, I really don't want to sell it. I fixed the Hovland slide, I've got the paint in November, once I get permission from the association, put my pointing shutters on. Are we at peace where we can enjoy our house? That's all I want to know, because if we are, I'm going to leave this meeting and say, thank you very much, if not, I want to know the reason why. And this is what I'm here for.
Because it's not a proof fence.
The original owner put that fence in.
I understand that.
And when you did your inspection, which was, when we purchased the house in March, you made an inspection and said it was only one thing that was wrong on the property. We signed off on that, and that is a binding contract between the association and the resident pertaining to the association and ourselves. And now we're going through this, and I want to move it, because the fence is code, he checked everything, the posts are properly 4 foot apart, they are entering the ground properly. I fixed what was broken, that was a tedious situation, where when we bought the place. I pre-screened it. My yard's impeccable. All I have done is painting outside, which I'm doing in November after hurricane season's done. And I can't understand why a quatrain 3 would be observant of something that quatrain 4 has, quatrain 2 has, and that it's not obtrusive, it's not hideous, it's not destructive. And the situation you want to remedy is obstructive to our lake view. So why would there be a complaint?
If this fence that the owner put it on and they were supposed to get a violation but they never got it.
It was sent to the wrong address. And in the meantime, the house was sold.
Right. And we
so the previous owner.
We discussed this. This is one of the things that we voted on. So I thought, according to Mr. Blasio and us, we came.
Which is why we sent them out there to make an estimate, and he. It's not, you're allowed to have a fence. That's just not an approved fence.
But the front of the fence is going to put it obstructed right view.
No,
it's not 5 foot.
On the lake.
It just has to be a shadow box.
Which is a 5 foot fence.
The fence
that he wants to put up, what we were explaining, was a 5 foot shadow box fence that you want to construct.
No, I
saw the wood fence that you. That residents had at the end,
yeah.
But that's the one. The same philosophy is applied with the plastic fence, which is done with the post. It's the same code compliant for city plantation.
But there are different kinds of fences
that are
approved by city of plantation. We happen to have the shadow box fence.
And the plastic fence in my yard, which was done by the original owner, is code compliant, approved by the city of plantation.
But
also.
It's not a shadow box.
It was not approved because the
citizens were not notified to us when we pressed
the house. That's why we were going to split the cost with you.
But why should we even have to pay anything when we should have had the original owner or the second owner when we purchased rectified instead of us doing it because that's not being fair to myself and my wife. Mm-hmm. This is my conflict with before. And it seems like you guys are reasonable people and it seems like you're very nice and you appreciate the property. All we've done is upgrade the house. I mean, all we've done is try to make it look nice, and I don't understand why that wouldn't be allowed if it's allowed in other quatrains and other developments in the city of Plantation.
Well, because
they have other
rules. Quatrain 4.
Well, this I understand that, but just when I was in Park 4, we had an incident pertaining to satellite dishes, and the resident came to us and asked why weren't they allowed to have a satellite dish in their unit, which they did eventually get because they realized that they couldn't keep them out because it was co-compliant, it wasn't obstructive, it was obtrusive, and it wasn't a hindrance to the property. So what I'm asking you is, I understand you want to rectify this, but if it's not broken, why would you want to fix something that's already been done properly?
Because there are other properties that have that fence that are in violation.
We can't
treat you any differently.
No, I understand, but if they're not up to code, then I can understand that.
It's not a matter of being with our documents. Our documents require.
So if you put that wood fence that they have, which is the box fence that you have, basically, us paying for it and paying for some of it is a conflict of interest since you didn't go after the original people that had it there, since you're the new board, and they should have been notified to us at closing where I could have gone after chaining and done this properly and working as objective. And the way that I'm right when it comes to the law, mm-hmm. I've been on a board. I notice. I want to be a gentleman. And I see that there's a people, you guys are sensible. Mm-hmm. I've dealt with people that are not sensible. Mm-hmm. And what I'm asking you, why should we be subjected to this cost when it's not our fault? Mm-hmm. I would be able to do it myself.
I totally understand what you're saying.
I can fix it myself.
Got it. And unfortunately, the city plantation, it's the code, but
they violated our
rules and their rules because they're supposed to have a signed document.
I'm sorry, I object. No. There is no state law that says that your laws go over theirs.
No.
I'm sorry, you're trying to tell me that by law, they are supposed to abide by you first, and then them. Well, you just said that
City of Plantation.
Would you like me to play it back for you?
Is not to approve.
Under what law?
Any association's structural changes without approval from the association.
Under what law?
Under the city's law.
Wrong.
It's under the city's
law. It is not. Next meeting.
Documents.
Next meeting. Maybe in your fictitious documents within the
documents that he has to get to read them?
Yes, ma'am. Did you?
Yes.
Really? Okay, I have a quick question for you. If in there, where does it say the 6-foot fence? Or, I'm sorry, where does it say the 5-foot fence? Where
does it say that? The board has the right to make these rules, and then the residents have to...
Show me meetings where these were...
First of all, we're dealing with this gentleman.
I just want to come to a remedy, because I have to start getting crazy, and you guys seem like you're comfortable. But the thing is, the rule is, I've done this for construction. If it's co-compliant, I know the board of directors has their docs.
Right.
But in their docs, there's a 30-day parameter that you guys have set up, that it was already done, it's grandfathered in, and it is in your amendments, because I read your amendments. I got that, I have the knowledge of this. I want to be on your side. All I do is live at peace in my house and enjoy Quad Train 3. I happen to got a great cul-de-sac, great neighbors, looks like you got a great board, and I've heard some of them to the house. And I'm about to start my new career, which I'm getting out of the handyman stuff, but construction, I've been involved for over 30 years, and I'm 44 years old. I know it. I don't want to argue with you guys, but we want the house predicated on the fence there. Cheney, whatever his name is, he lives in Weston. If you're going to go after him, sue him, go after him, because he's negligent.
Okay. I'm going to have to interrupt you. Can we talk about this at the open forum at the end?
Yes.
Because we have to get to our financial. We have to
I apologize. I'm just curious.
That's okay. That's okay. So, getting back to the agenda. Any other questions on the violation law? Okay. Master Association update, Robert.
Meeting was held on September 6th of this month. Mm-hmm. We approved the 2008 budget, and the amount that Quatrain 3 will pay next year, starting in January next year, will be $1,835.71. Did you get that, Sherry?
How much wrong did I
get? $1,835.71.
$1,835.71, yes.
I apologize. I was trying to get back
That's
to
okay.
The thing here. So
is
the meeting
on
June 6th?
June 6th. Not June 6th, September 6th. September 6th of this month.
September 6th.
Of this month. The budget for 2008 was approved.
Okay.
I'm not sure what happened. Where was the last before? But everything, yeah.
Were any contracts reviewed?
They were approved, yes.
Okay.
The whole budget was approved for 2008. Yes.
Did you find it? It doesn't look like it was being done. And you were going to bring that up at the meeting?
All the sidewalks.
They're being
sidewalks.
Done.
Sidewalks. Power pressure. This is from last. I actually, what I basically did was made notes from Train's meeting.
Right.
And it says all state resource management takes care of lights. Okay. Yeah. Power pressure does the pressure cleaning of the sidewalk the third week of each month. Lisa and Sherry remarked that this does not look like it's being done. Robert is going to bring this up at the next master meeting.
It's being done.
And it was done. Okay.
Yes.
I think it does.
I saw it out there. What about the $300 that they were charging us
for
the along Cleary?
That's been backed out. That's not being charged.
You didn't get credit?
Yes.
Where would I see that?
Well, it was all done in the total budget, because the amount for the colonies went up to bring them on board, because we're going to do their landscaping, and then our amount was taken out, so that meant the whole budget went down.
So ours did go down?
Yes.
So we're not paying them to do the front?
$300 anymore.
That's correct. We're not. It was the total budget that went down, because it's
going
all together.
Going forward, or are we taking credit for this year also?
No, just going forward, starting in 2008. We're still, everything's the same for now. Everything is the same.
All right. Anything else for Robert?
No, that's it.
Any other questions? Okay. Management report, financials.
Jenny just gave you. There was a handout to look over them. I know they came in late last night.
I can just do a quick report. We have $27,457 in the operating account and $62,899.95 in the reserve account. We, year to date, have our total assets are, our maintenance receivable is $21,906.21. We have our long-term liabilities, reserve interest is $7,826.62. Our general reserve, again, was $58,998.62. Total liabilities, $66,827.24. We've been working on the accounts receivable. I'm glad to report that several homeowners have been paying. We've gotten a lot of the accounts from Michael Chapnick, got money in from him. And although you still have several accounts that are still at the attorney, they are paying him the money, and he is sending the money to me, and I'm depositing it. It's just so that cash flow is still coming to you. It's not staying in his office like it was before.
How often is he sending you those checks?
Monthly.
Monthly?
And that started last, so this was our going into our second month that we're doing that.
Okay.
Progress on some of these, right?
Yes.
One house is in foreclosure. It's got a balance of over $1,000 already. Do we communicate with the bank? Do they pay, or are we just out of luck? So it's in foreclosure.
If it's, which one, can you just tell me which one you're talking about? Going, don't say a name, just say.
It's 874.
Hold on 1 second.
On 99, well, under, by the name here, it's just 874.
Okay.
I see it, okay. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, well, that one is, Michael still has that. If it's going, if the bank's pushing to foreclose, then he's dealing with that, but he's been dealing with that homeowner.
I mean, no, the homeowner's been out for months. The bank has foreclosed months ago.
Right.
I'll ask him. I haven't received anything from the bank. If it goes into foreclosure and the bank's taking it, and if it doesn't sell for more than what the mortgage is, then you don't get any money. Yeah. If there's money, if it sells for more than you will get money. So I'll find out. I don't know about that one.
Actually, you put a lien on it, the association.
We had it. If there is a lien.
The one right below it, that one's cleared up, though, correct?
Yeah.
Totally.
Yes.
This
will come off in September.
That'll be off in September. Yeah.
Okay.
And there's another one that should have been cleared up, unless they've fallen behind again. 863.
That's the other one.
That's taken off.
So that's going to come off September.
Yeah.
Also?
As long as they're current in August. As of August 31st, that was settled, because I handled that one.
It was settled in August. So.
Right. But we might not have gotten all of the money until September, Vivian. That's why it's still showing something there.
Okay.
And then there's several others where we've gotten a couple thousand dollars in.
What about the one on the second page, right down the center, 2801.93
in arrears. That was sold, and that money is what I got from Michael Chapnick this month.
Oh.
It'll come off next month.
All right.
Yeah. Right. Well, this is August, and anything I received in September doesn't show.
Okay. That's good, because that was the biggest one. Okay.
So I'll find out from Michael about the first one that we were talking about.
Okay. The other, how does your, when people send you money, how does this work? I mean, why have we had a couple issues where people have sent money and it's not been credited to their account?
Are they in collections?
The two that we're talking about, that we just took care of?
Well, if they were in the collections, though I can't, up until last month, I couldn't accept the money. The money
went
to the
account. They're not in collections. They're saying they sent you the check.
But they're...
And then all of a sudden, the next month, they're behind because the check wasn't received, wasn't credited to their account, whatever.
Well, we do deposits Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if the money comes in, it's deposited. And we don't hold it for anything. If somebody puts a sticky on a check and asks us to hold it, you know, for a week, we'll hold it, but we don't hold checks. I think that we've only had an issue with two of these houses, and they were both in foreclosure. I mean, they were both at the attorney's. Mm-hmm. And once they went to the attorney, and I sent the check to the attorney, and then the attorney can't find the check, or then the attorney was holding the check, and at which time he told me, it came back to me and said, okay, go ahead and deposit these. I deposited them, and it caused a problem with the homeowner. Mm-hmm. So... but, I mean, once it goes over to his office, I don't do anything with it typically. Mm-hmm. Now, he's telling me to avoid any problems and having people saying that the check isn't coming to me, that he will allow me to deposit that check and just run him a ledger, send him the ledger so he can update his file.
Okay. So this is monthly?
Monthly. At the end of every month. Just like when we do the thing here, this is when Michael gets a copy of this.
And so is there going to be a flag that are raised that, okay, well, this check has come in, how come it's still on here? So that we avoid this in the future?
Well, I can't speak for him. I mean, because those checks went to his office, so I don't know what happened to them once they go over there. Mm-hmm. But in the future, any check that come in, I can deposit the check. So it's going to show on here that it's been deposited. What he does with it, I have no control over. I mean, it'll be deposited, it'll be reflected on here, and then he has to update his records that the money is, you know, how much the money has come in, and if, you know, if he's filing liens based on that amount, so he has to keep his ledgers updated as well.
Okay.
Usually attorneys don't allow you to do that. Just by the way, they make you send the money to them if they're doing this on a collections where they're getting paid by the homeowner.
Okay. AMS. Is that one?
Okay. Gloria Perker asking to enclose their patio. She's got beautiful pictures of it here. This is how it is now with the screen, and they want to put French doors on one side all the way up, and on the other side have a wall a third of the way up, and then put windows.
Houses, the back
patio? Yeah, two-story houses, very big yard, so
we talked about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was brought up a couple meetings ago.
Yeah, okay. And we told her to resubmit.
Can I pass it that way?
I It's your AMS, so.
Yeah, I know. The only thing is that it was denied, and I wanted to reconsider because, you know, when we're planning to do it, whenever we're ready to put the windows, we will bring it to the association for the association to approve it. The same with the doors. We're not going to do anything that you guys don't approve. I've heard that some people have said that it's because I have a bigger yard, that only if someone on a smaller yard tries to do it, it won't look as good. It's something voluntary. You don't have to do it. I mean, I'm doing it because I think I'm going to add square footage to my house as a property with increasing value, not only mine, but all the other ones in the association. I've done quite a few things in my house, and I've always asked for the approval of the association. It's not, I'm not going to do anything. Okay, I'm not going to put like a lot of people have done. They put a plastic behind the screen. I don't want to do that. I want to do it nice, beautiful, and like I said, to increase the value of the property. So I would like for the board to reconsider that. And that's it. And like I said, not everybody has to do it. It's voluntary.
I'm only one opinion, just based on this drawing. It does not look, well, it doesn't look like it's going to dramatically alter the look of the property.
Did you see on the plans that they built after our footprint, I guess they realized that that little patio should have been for the house to add more square footage in the house, and they do have it like that. I was, I walk around, I even took pictures just carrying my cell phone of them all the way extended out, and what they have in there is French doors. I don't want French doors on both sides because then it would limit the area that I want to enclose in the house to make it bigger. So.
Anyone else? I mean, this would definitely change the structure, so it's got to be voted on.
Yeah, on the neighbors behind and on the side, probably.
The thing that you have to understand is that if we approve it for one, you got to approve it for
on the canal.
So it is a structural change. Mm-hmm. And any structural change, we have to vote on it, and it's got to be put into the bylaws. Robert, questions?
How much different is it from the last time? Is it the same?
It's the same.
Exactly.
It's the original.
Yes.
Exact same thing.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, you know, we're
I think it's the original date on it.
Yeah, it's December. That's why the picture you see, it has
the wall, is the part where you want to put the wall the same width as it currently is open there?
I want to put a wall like halfway.
Halfway up.
Here, and then put a window here.
Okay.
And then in here, I want
to. Right. So it's going to be the same width that it's currently open.
Oh yeah.
Instead of the screen panels, you're just going to have a window, so it'll be like stucco below and window above.
In here, that you know you have to go when you go out in that little patio, you go out a step. I want to raise it so it would be at the same level of the house. I want to add that square footage inside the house, mm-hmm. and just put it here halfway, like I said, a wall, and then up here a window, and I've decided French doors.
Yeah.
Well, I think that one of the things that, just being that it's the year 2007 and that homes were built when they were, a lot of people are putting French doors in. It's an upgraded look. It's a nicer look. I don't know if any French doors have ever been installed before here.
I'm aware of some French doors don't have an AMF.
So I think that, you know, it's an upgraded look. You know, a lot of people prefer them to sliding glass doors to, you know, so that's something. The stucco and the window, again, it's, you're not really changing the, you're not, it's not like you're building out. You're just
you're changing it. Closing
you're
it
making
permanently.
Right. You're,
so
you're not.
It's going to be glass.
Right.
And the roof's already there.
Well, I think it could be like another idea. Mm-hmm. I wish I wouldn't do it. It would get crazy.
We discussed this quite a bit, and I would like to actually make a motion. And I can do that because I'm on the board.
Okay.
I move, and this is just a motion. It can be seconded. It might not be. And then I have to vote on it. I make a motion that we accept the changes that they would like to put on.
One thing for us, because this is a very large property, and it would be practically invisible.
Okay,
voting to approve this mm-hmm. is also approving all others that want to do this, and so there will be more house. Like imagine behind you that where the patio area is will be more house.
I already have a house right next to me like that.
And what about the single family homes? What are their options going to be on this?
They would have to add roof, so it's not the.
No, there's a patio area.
But it's not got a roof over it.
Yeah, it does. Mine
it does.
Yeah, mine does.
All of them do?
No, some of them do.
Okay.
Anyway, I made a motion.
Do I hear a second? I need to see if
there's a second. And you know, again, like Chris just said, you know, they're.
Because
everything's approved
on
an
individual basis.
People have to submit their AMF forms. And again, because people are living in their homes longer and you can't get rid of them, you can't move, so that you need more square footage, it's something that I think people are doing more and more, and they're trying to upgrade older houses. And I think that I think it's reasonable. So that's just, and I mean, that's, as a property manager, that's what we see.
Well, there's a motion on the table. Does anyone
second it?
I think it seems reasonable, so I'll second.
All in favor?
I'm in favor of this one.
I'm kind of iffy on the whole thing.
I'm just worried about, you know, all elves and having a real built-up area. But this one,
I know I'm not on the board, but I just want to say one thing. Like I said, not everybody, not everybody has to do it.
Everybody recognized when they decided to do it, what's it going to make the place look like?
Okay.
And I don't think it's going to detract. I don't think even if everybody did it, I personally don't think it would detract.
Because you have to look at their own yard when you see a closet because you have the house there.
It's not an extension off of the house. It's already existing. They're just enclosing it.
To detract from the property. At all. Even if everybody all of a sudden went nuts and they all came in their money and decided to stay in their homes.
So maybe you want to change your motion. Just a suggestion. That's the concern that everybody's afraid that the house is going to look closed in, that it cannot be
completely walled in.
There must be windows. Approved windows.
Okay.
I
make a motion.
Because this is this is what we would have to approve.
To approve the AMF as submitted with the enclosure including windows and a glass French or sliding door. The one that puts sliding doors, they can do it. So a glass sliding door or French door and windows with no more than, is it going to be about a third? How high is the wall?
The same as probably about a third of the way up.
A third of the way up.
Yeah, that's
so
what it looks like from the photo.
Okay. Where you can put a sofa behind you.
So type down what you just said. All right.
Manipulating.
Because it shows how far the wall comes up.
Okay, enclosure.
See?
Right.
about a third of the way up.
A glass sliding in door or French door.
Freedom door.
opposing wall, one of no more than 3 feet.
It's about 3 feet in the picture, probably.
Yes, it's 3 feet high with the.
And it's going to be the same.
Wall being glass
visible
window.
I have a question. What if both walls had sliding glass doors?
I would put everything in on an individual basis.
Exactly.
Not just carte blanche. Individual, to look at each one.
Yeah, I think the main thing is the wall issue.
Because if they do this, it's basically
going to look like the screen enclosure anyhow with the glass. You know what I mean? It's not much different. Because, I mean, that's basically enclosed.
I think a lot of people are
going to be a little different.
More and more people are
just going to request to enclose this space will be subject to review.
It's an adjacent wall.
Okay. All right. So here's my motion. Okay. They motion to approve the AMF stipulating that the enclosure must include a glass sliding door or French door, and the adjacent wall no more than 3 foot high, with the rest of the wall being glass window or door. Any subsequent requests to enclose the space is subject to review on an individual basis. Is that understandable?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, sounds good.
I don't think you'd have a glass door up there, though. You have a glass window.
It's a window.
Window or door. But you could have two doors.
Right here. Or a door. Okay, okay. I see
you mean up here.
Or two doors. Okay.
Yeah.
You can do two.
The other slider that's in there now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you're looking at it, there's a slider there and a slider
there. Oh, I see that.
Right.
All right.
The tellers.
All right. So that was my motion. Do you still want to second it? Okay. Well, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion passed unanimously.
No, I need the money.
Okay, the other AMF that we have here is for repainting house 9904. Brandy cream beige, super white strength. Number.
Which one?
9904.
The house is
what color is that? Is that?
Right now it's peach. Houses on the one house is yellow. The houses on either side are yellow. So it
and
could
Brandy
be.
Cream's a new color, so there's no.
Yes, well, in that it's one of the open cul-de-sacs.
Uh-huh.
There's Brandy cream on this end. Basically, yellow and Brandy cream and yellow. This is the only peach. So now
they'll all be
yellow or Brandy cream, mm-hmm. So that's fine. It's got to be low luster. And she's got to know that when you change color, you have to.
Yeah.
You have to use white primer so that the color comes out through.
You always include that in your
letter. Yes.
Okay. What's the, did she put a second option? Because they're supposed to put a second option on those.
Well, she obviously doesn't like peach.
She didn't want to, that was like her only color, and she was afraid that she wasn't going to be able to paint it, and she didn't like the color, and she didn't like yellow.
He's done a lot of work in here.
And this is
no problem.
As long as it comes out, friend of green.
And Rita?
shutters?
Yes.
Did you happen to get a sample of the white that they give you? Because some of them have a real high gloss, some of them have like a beige white.
No, according to the lead, it's the color that when I called Jane and offered tonight, that's what color they said white.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I should get back to visiting the mm-hmm. group, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, just if they can give you like a sample of the
well,
paint.
I don't want a shiny
like.
White.
Well, that's why I'm saying. Could they make a real high gloss? Then they make a, like, a, it's almost like a cream colored white.
Yeah.
So.
That's, yeah,
it's
like a
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
And
you
I
just clarify that.
Because
I do
have
your Anna.
You need this? Yeah. I need some, no, that, no. Additional.
Oh. And we signed that?
Someone signed it?
No,
I'm
trying it.
Okay, any other AMS turn in again?
No.
Okay. Irrigation crew.
Okay. One plop down, there was 16 zones wasn't working. We fixed that, we put a new plop in. We're still on water restrictions. Each zone only gets 20 minutes twice a week. Because when the system was installed, it was a loop system, which is not how you do it. Which means just one continuous main line. You have three pumps. Each pump should have its own main line. So you can't run three zones at one time. Because then you take pressure away from everything else. So that have, you know, it hinders the amount of water that you can put down. And, you know, it's hot as you know what, and we're not getting any rain except for the last couple of days. So, you know, when it's 96 degrees and you get the water twice a week, it's hard. And normally this time of the year, I mean, you're guaranteed, you know, at least two afternoons of a downpour, even for 1 hour, you're not even getting that. And it's just raining sporadically, you know, plantation, or maybe even power plant, maybe it's a western, but there's none of that heavy rains. Mm-hmm. So, that's...
Now, today you made some repairs.
Yeah.
So everything's working.
Everything's working.
And you come out once a month.
Yeah.
What happened with zone 12? One that we couldn't find.
Wire track that I found it.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
What's
there was also, you probably can see it, on 99th Avenue,
yeah.
the first cul-de-sac, the one at Cleary,
yeah.
on the east side, that was okay, we saw.
Yeah.
Then there was some green, along the fence along there, which seemed to be green, and then from halfway between there to the south side of my cul-de-sac,
yeah.
Everything was really brown.
That is on our other clap. It's on the other clap.
And that was the one that was broken?
That's the one that's broken.
That's the one that was broken for a couple weeks. Oh, at least. Yeah. Much more than that because that was like, everything else was green except
right.
black.
And yeah. then we had one, when they put in the sidewalks, I guess they nicked the pipe underneath, so we had to break the sidewalk, fix it.
Oh,
and then
geez.
We refixed it, so, but it's fine.
Good.
What about Serenity Park across from the pool area there? What was there a problem over there?
You got rollers, and it's got to go 360 degrees around
uh-huh.
for 20 minutes.
It's not enough over there.
I told you about okay. the that we can request 3 days a week.
Yeah.
Did I tell you that?
Yeah. But
and it's got to be approved by the state.
Yeah, but by the time you get that done,
we're going to be in the 90s.
You're going to get.
It's good information for next year.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know. Actually, Carter told me.
We applied for it on another property like 2.5 months ago and haven't.
Really?
Haven't gotten anything.
Well, I still have the application, so we'll keep it
good.
In mind for next year.
Well, I hopefully we don't get anything like we got this year. I mean, this is like a freak.
It's just really dry.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Yeah, this is the driest wet season
we've ever
seen.
Had.
So
everything's up and fixed, and you're checking every month?
Yep.
All right. So homeowners
bless
around.
You.
Bless you. Thanks. They're calling in and they have problems.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think a lot of people understand the situation that we're in,
mm-hmm.
is that we are still on water restrictions and that you can't water like you used to. I mean, basically, I think ultimately they're going to go, you're going to be in permanent water restrictions. I think they're going to shoot for like a Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And I think you're just going to see that for as long as, you know,
mm-hmm.
which is enough. If you can get Monday, Wednesday, Friday, that's plenty. But 2 days just doesn't
not enough.
Chris, also, did you get a request from, I think it's 816 99th Avenue?
816, that doesn't ring a bell. What was it for?
It's in her backyard, and she said it has not worked since the hurricane, you know, things were blown down.
I got one from 825 where half of the yard was green and half of it was brown.
Oh, okay.
But she has a little bench, and I guess she put the bench right.
That's been like that.
Oh, yeah, you live? Yeah, I was there today.
For years.
Yeah, but you're getting, but you're getting water now. I moved that little head.
That's why it was out there for the
first time. Yeah, you see the one in the back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see my half like rest dead, yeah. And
then I have
the.
But you, that actually, but that particular one is on a road.
Yeah, so it goes back and forth.
Yeah, the two, the road on the corner, a road there, and then you got a fall right in the middle.
Okay.
Yeah. But you're getting water down.
Okay.
But if you put new grass down, water is.
By hand. Okay. Anyway, so if you could try to remember a work order for that. That's the
816?
816. It's in the corner. It's Robbins.
Next door to Greg and Joyce.
Right, next to Greg and Joyce, the one where they don't want you to touch their stuff in that corner. Yeah. It's the one next to that.
And it's in their backyard?
That's what's in the northwest lot.
Yeah.
99.
She's got dogs, so you need to check with her first because apparently somebody one time left her gate open and a dog got out. So
he's back there. I won't be going in though. But
I'm going to ask him.
Okay.
I'll check it out.
Anything else, Chris?
Nope. Rain. That's just rain.
Okay. Financial meeting should take place end of October, 1st of November.
Budget meeting?
The budget for next year. Jane, what restrictions do you have? End of October, 1st of November.
The end of October.
We're not going to do it on Halloween.
I was going to say, I hate Halloween, and we could do it Halloween night. The 30th, I'm free, if you want to do it that Tuesday. And a Monday, I'm free on the 29th. Or going into November, I really haven't done my schedule yet, but I know what I have. We could probably do the 6th, the 5th, maybe the 6th, the 7th.
Anybody have a preference for a day they cannot attend?
29th or
30th. Let's try to stick to October, because once we get into the holidays and... So Tuesday, October 30th?
Yeah,
we can. That's good for everybody.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, sounds good.
So I have to see if getting volunteer would get the room. So I'll call for the 30th.
Mm-hmm. 7 o'clock. And we'll need up to date financials before then.
We can. We'll have September. We'll have September's by then, not October's, because we don't get the bank statements till the beginning of the next month. But I can bring what we spent for up to date through the month of October.
Okay. All right. Did you call fence painting?
Yep, it's in there.
It's in there.
I think it's the very last page.
Yeah.
I called on Eagle Painting does a lot of work in here, so I think. I remember seeing an email, so I called Jack over at Eagle Painting for $740. They'll come in and finish painting all the fences that have not been painted, but only on the outside. They're not going to do inside.
Right.
Seven,
how much?
$740.
Wow. That's a deal.
I say take it and run. Sign it quick.
Yeah,
before
he
changes his mind. So.
Okay. Wow.
Good for us.
Can I get a motion?
I make a motion that we accept that proposal.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
And
does somebody want to sign it and pass it down to me?
When did he think he's going to start this?
He didn't say. I mean, I'm sure that he could start that anytime. It's not a lot.
No, it's not.
And I think he's going to be in here painting someone's
front. Well, yes, he is.
So he might be able to do it rather quickly.
Okay. Are we going to
All right. Do you have all the addresses written down for the property?
He's already come out and got the estimate.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's all divided up into who's what? Because aren't the homeowners paying for it?
Yes, we are.
We are paying for all of it to be finished up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Okay, seal coating. Everybody got my many emails on this.
Oh, one other question.
Yes, ma'am.
Sidewalk cleaning, did we decide on when we're going to do that?
For in November.
In November?
November is sidewalk cleaning, because that's next on the agenda. Thanks for jumping ahead.
Okay.
As is the street tree, which is last on the agenda. Thanks for jumping ahead.
Okay.
Those are both November. And the tree trimming was to be done by Potters, but for those of you who don't know, starting in October, we have a new landscape company. So we'll have to get bids for them on the tree trimming. The tree trimming that we got from Potters for November was only the palm trees. So we'll see what David Sutton has to say.
And
there
Jane, can you?
I just wanted to ask you a question because I asked Branching Out Tree Service to come out and give us a price. Was it just the palms that was once done, or is
in November? That's what we budgeted for last year. November is just
palms. Kind of clean things up for the holiday. So, and then I'll have Mario give us a price as well. Some of them he can't reach because he doesn't have a bucket truck.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'll get prices on for the tree trimming.
And we're supposed to do the front. Under the power lines, because that's how y'all did it, but now we're supposed to take that
right.
over. So
it's
they need
it
to
is,
keep
it
up.
It is growing back.
It
we need to keep
up.
It up.
Yeah,
yeah.
Keep up.
Yeah.
So
that's
the
entrance.
Maybe 8th and 9th that's been there for about a month now. Mm-hmm. Is that being taken care of?
Yeah. No, I talked to you
about
it.
Yeah,
we're waiting for Mario to come in.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's just be patient. So
I just want to help with.
The one company does a treatment for this building called S1, where the only one that touches all trees.
So will they touch them once they hit the power line?
They're actually hired by the city to do those.
They're the only ones that are allowed to touch
them. They just did them.
Right.
So, now that they've done this and they've trimmed them below the power lines, it's our responsibility to keep them up.
No,
and you can't do it because they grow, you can do it to a certain point, but
they grow fast.
Then they'll come out and butcher them.
And then you've got liability if you don't want to.
The other thing is can we put into, when we decide on the company that's trimming the trees, can you follow up with them and ask them if somebody wants their backyard trees trimmed, that they would pay for that separate?
Yes.
Contact through your office?
Yep, we did that with Potters.
Contact them directly once we decide on the company? Robert, for the newsletter?
Yes.
Okay.
Sweet.
Seal coating. We'll jump back. everybody got the information about the seal coating. So that is definitely not going to happen this year. It doesn't do anything.
No,
it's just very expensive.
No, and it's going to be very expensive because the rules have changed. The city now requires handicap slots for every cul-de-sac, which means that we have 17 cul-de-sacs, so we would lose 34 parking places. We have to have a survey done, and it's quite expensive for the survey. And frankly, it's just not in the budget this year to have seal coating.
Can I ask something? Would you entertain just, because I drove around today, like the yellow lines and by the stop signs?
Maybe just restriping.
Just do the yellow.
That's
what
I
was
saying. Because that kind of brightens it up.
Restripe everything.
That would not
retain
require
everything.
A permit for
No.
No,
I think that would make a big difference.
The seal coating requires the permit.
Okay.
And the survey.
That would be
and
a good idea.
We want to keep that off as long as possible.
So if homeowners want to do their driveway, they're on their own, basically. They can paint
their
driveway.
We did do driveway.
I think one
time.
We
did it once.
But you can buy
the seal. So we should tell everyone in the newsletter to do their own driveway.
As a homeowner, right?
I understand why we have to have handicap parking. Like in front of our house, there's more spaces or deeper distance from the house. So what are they doing?
I don't make the laws.
It's the ADA.
I don't make the laws. It's new with the city. And it's not just plantation.
Except probably the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's only six of them, and I closed them. One is many closed, and then the other one.
You would lose another parking spot.
So that's what I'm saying. You would lose 34 parking places. I don't know about your cul-de-sac, but there's no room for parking lines.
I can get prices on the striping and just like restriping and okay. so it'll look a little nicer.
Doesn't that sound good?
That sounds good.
Yeah.
And the stops.
Yes.
Because
that'll make a big improvement. Stops and doing that for right now.
Okay. Now that we've breezed through pressure cleaning and the tree trimming, anybody have anything else?
So what's going to happen on pressure cleaning?
Pressure cleaning is going to be November.
Do we have the company that we're going to use yet, or no? You're going to.
I think we had a proposal. I think we had two proposals, but I didn't. I don't have them with me now. But
I think that the one that we were going to go with was JP.
I'll check with him. And if it wasn't him, was it Partners Window Cleaning?
I think it was
Handyman.
Okay,
Handyman.
I'll find out. Okay.
Now we open it up. Open for us. Yes, sir. Can I help you?
So, I'll go to three things and I'll go back to my question. One, the concrete work that you guys have repaired on Lenny's Avenue. Some of that is concrete work, it's not safe. You know, the concrete you set about a quarter to a half inch, and if someone's not paying attention, they kill themselves.
On 98 and.
By the pool. When you come back to one of my houses, you take a walk and sit on top of it. On the sidewalk.
By in front of the pool there, that area?
It's in the shore property, it's about half inch now. I almost called that.
We are talking the street on clearing things like that,
not in product developments. That you might want to clarify. And three, we can do better stuff. Seriously, since you guys have been amicable and you're nice, I mean, you know, I've made my point of view. I don't want no problems. You know, I mean, if you want to come up with something that's reasonable, we're not out of pocket of anything, because you know what, it's like, we're being subjected to something that we should be subjected to. If you want to close sue the previous owner, I'd be glad to be included with the lawsuit and small claims, the amount being done, because he's not supposed to be liable for that, but it was a mistake of a board. So you know what, if a board makes a mistake, and it's happened to be true in my previous experience.
But we admit our mistakes.
They have to be attesting to it. So. You know what? As long as I'm not in violation, as long as we're working out, we're at peace. That's all I want to know. That's it. I don't want to be in violation. I keep my house nice. I'll be seeing you guys in November. Do my paint, get that done, and then I'm done with the house.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to give us 30 days. Because some of the board members don't know what the fence looks like.
Fine.
So I'm going to ask everybody.
No violation. We can go come back to an amicable situation where there's no violation. Okay. That's all I want.
And we'll have everybody come over in the next month and look at your fence in the backyard and get their opinions, because they're the ones that are going to vote on it.
That's fine.
Okay? So give us 30 days.
Even after 30 days, no violations. We'll come to the amicable. I'm tired of that. I've dealt with it.
I know.
I'm going through it for the rest of my life, and I don't want to go through it. You know what? It just leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
It does.
Especially when you come to a homeowners association, not a condominium, not a...
Well, we don't like to be called condos, so please.
That's what I
want to do. And we don't want you to move, because I know I talked to your wife and she was.
My own home is a newer broker. My house is on the MLS right now. And I just heard today the homeowner signed myself. Okay?
All right, well, everybody go over and look at your fence.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for coming.
Good night.
So, how did we find out that the roads in the association area are required to have a permit? Because people seem to believe that since this is a
he just said in the residential area, the streets don't require a
a permit?
Yeah.
No, the City of Plantation requires a permit.
Right.
So I
and it's got to have.
And we're going to, we have a little tiny little survey. And if you turn that, the city will not accept that survey. We have to have an actual survey that we can turn into mm-hmm. the city that they're going to look at. And they told me that they will have to be your guest parking. They asked if we had guest parking spots. I said yes. Mm-hmm. Guest parking spots would have to be brought up to the ADA standard. Mm-hmm. So
okay, so somebody you talked to a code enforcement told you that.
And it wasn't code enforcement. It was, I think, building and zoning.
Just building and zoning.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Well, you know what? I mean,
I can believe
also
it.
Also, Susan, it was Susan from Suncoast who actually.
That's true.
We don't have Sherry Moore's guests.
Sherry, Susan from Suncoast was one who actually kind of got the whole thing going. She talked to the City of Plantation. She was told by the City of Plantation we needed the survey. And getting the information on the survey, that's when we found out about the ADA rule.
Right.
So, and she said, I don't like taking business off my plate, yes. But...
They're not marked as guests.
They're not marked as guests.
Can we get away with saying they're not guest spots?
No.
They're actually, they're really...
They're not being
the extra car...
Which is why they require the survey.
At each house, in the cul-de-sac.
That's why they require the survey before you still comes out.
They don't have guest parking. They park around the worship.
Yeah, they park around the cul-de-sac.
Well, I think that's the reason that they're requiring the survey. So they can make the
They can make the final decision on it. Yeah. Okay.
Peggy's got a question.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, well, this is for Jane, I guess. My cul-de-sac, I have very nice neighbors in that cul-de-sac, except one that seems to have, they can make a car. And you talk about the spots, but they don't bother parking in the spots. And I see Waste Management and come in there because I'm home. This poor guy has to back the truck around, make all kinds of antics to get the garbage because these people feel they can park where they like around.
What do you mean they're not parking in the...
Are there open guest spots and they're not using them?
Yes,
they're not
absolutely.
Using your driveway?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Just give us the address and we can send a letter.
They also painted their curbing rustic brown.
The curbing.
They must have just done it.
The decorative curbing?
Outside the house.
So they must have just done it.
You mean the stairs?
Yes, in the last month.
Yeah, because we were just out on the
carpet. Yeah, we just did the walk.
Aren't the stairs supposed to be either plain concrete or the color of their home?
The stairs?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what about the one in Greg Moore's cul-de-sac that's white? Did they get a letter?
I don't know.
They just painted that.
No.
Oh, it's been like that. They just painted it again. Yes,
it's been white for years.
Well,
they paint it every week.
All right. Are you writing these down, Terry, or you want me to?
I don't care. It's terrible, even on trash day. But I'm just going to come in like it's their private parking lot. You try to cut between them. I've come home, tried to go between their two cars here and the one that's up against the island in the middle. And they're dead men at you and start cursing at you. Because you say move your car, I can't park.
Can't you call the police and go to the carpet?
I drive cars and I thought it's that. I put a sign all the time. Don't
police
have
the
right to get them
tickets
work.
Around there.
And they ignore me. But the thing is, why can't we tell the police? One of you see, can't you slap a sign on there?
I don't think we've seen it because
you haven't seen someone not parking in a
But I'm talking about her situation.
Well, I
Rita, just call me with the address. I just need an address.
I feel very sorry for Waste Management. That guy has to try to back the truck this way.
Yeah,
that's right. The more you call on somebody in my house, if we got a ticket, it upheld in court.
Yeah, we can call it. That's what we should do.
Yeah, that's
you cannot park around
the circle.
You're really not allowed to. Because of the fire. Fire trucks have to
be. It doesn't have to be painted yellow. Cul-de-sac in the neighborhood is considered non-affordable around the circle.
Right.
That's
right. Right.
Right.
Right.
But there is so many people that are hurt.
You don't have to paint it yellow, it's automatically known that you're not allowed to park on there. Like, if you guys don't have it, have to paint it yellow.
Right. Maybe we should put no parking signs or no parking on the
we should start calling
the white thing around the cul-de-sac.
Put it in the newsletter.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, let's, you know what, let's be friendly first. Let's send
a letter first. Just give me the
let's send a nice letter. Then if they don't do it, then we'll move them next time.
Well, Robert said put it in the newsletter too.
Right.
About parking.
I mean, you have to tell them that it's wrong first. So, I mean, I don't want to be, yes, you can. And you have. I don't have any of them.
They take it all.
For the attorney term, I don't have any of them.
What are you looking for?
For the, fresh claim.
I'll look. It's either JP. It's either JP or partners. I'm not sure which one.
Okay, let's.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Can we get the email for Brock? So we're calling. Let's call it at 9:15. I get the email for Brock. I call it at 4:30. I get the license service.
That we've able to
email.
An email. We let call and like I said, 9:15. I get the service. 4:30 get the service. 4:00 I get the service. And I will leave a message and then...
You can leave a message with my service. That's what they're for.
But I like to shoot an email because sometimes I don't get... Like, I look for Monday for Chris and say, thank you for putting the tree in. And ask him a question about the Tom tree.
I don't think she's got an email set up for the office.
Well, remember we talked about
Monday just to confirm that, something was happening with the dead Tom tree. So say, thank you. She goes, okay, I'll leave him a message. And now you're, Wednesday night and I got a phone call back.
But when I talk to you the week previously, I told you that would be in October when the
meeting has. I just want to say thank you and just
I got your message.
Make sure, but I haven't heard anything back, so I don't know if you've
done
anything on Monday.
Because the world is on email now.
I have over 1,700 homeowners. If I had to sit and answer 1,700 emails, I can't do it. So that's what you can still use the phone. You can fax. You can send a memo. You can do all of that, but I can't sit and read emails all day. And my staff can't either because we're on the phone all day. So, I'm sorry. Well, I get about 280 phone calls a day. So, and if I'm on the phone and then I have to answer emails, I mean, well, as it is, by the time I leave here and go home and check my emails for the day, it'll be midnight before I get to go to sleep.
Would you go home? Would you take phone calls now?
No, but I'm reading emails from board members. I'm not I'm the mode is still the telephone, and you can fax. A work order is to my office. We respond to faxes, or we respond to any memos that are sent in the mail. But I can't do emails at this point.
It's true that I got a quicker response from the fax because my person was in my car looking for me because I had the paper in my hand. Mm-hmm. Where is this? And then, which meant to me that she all she did was answer the email and run away, which was great. So maybe I will go with fax.
The problem, I'll be straight and honest about it. The problem with emails is you get these chronic people who just sit there all night and talk crap. And just literally, that's to put a fine point on it. That's
the last thing I have is the pool.
That's a good idea.
What we want to do, Connie and I, is propose to you the signs of Connie Found that are all very nice signs.
Can we see a copy, please?
Yeah,
I've never seen those before.
Yeah, the one the dog like in the position with
that. It says
I want to be
right.
Pet waiting, transmitting disease.
Okay.
This is Broward County.
Do you honestly think that the people that are not cleaning up right now after their pets are doing those?
Can I explain to you?
Okay.
If I'm standing with my dog every day, and I watch them all walk them up and down and let their little shit and they don't clean it up, and I do.
Mm-hmm.
When I stand there with my bed,
mm-hmm.
they are human and they feel a little funny. Now, if I'm standing there and there's a sign, and them and me, and they're ignoring the sign, I go,
least I have something I can
Right, I understand.
And there's right. It's a Broward County law, no dog is allowed off a leash, Robert, in Broward County, mm-hmm. under any circumstances. And you're a board member, Robert, and you should be setting an example, and your dog is chronically off the leash.
Uh-oh.
On Cleary Boulevard and in the neighborhood all the time.
Oops.
And I'm ragging you out right now.
Oops, you think.
That's because I love your dog, and your dog's going to get killed on Cleary one day. And I'd like it so you can keep that. Those are the two rules that Connie and I are concerned with.
Okay.
Make sure
it would be nice.
I'll forward this on to everybody.
That would clean up, though.
Okay.
Oh,
at the entrance with a sign? I think we,
For now on.
It's not dead.
Okay.
We're going to...
Well,
yeah,
it's
stable.
Right
stable.
Yeah,
we know how to do it.
Yeah.
It's just that we know how we're going to get the power out there. It's just a matter of coin.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. It's not going
to be cheap. But it's not dead. I wouldn't say it. No. Dead would be the wrong
way. No, we just got to wait until we have
the money. We don't want to have to raise the fees. Right. I mean, we went up. You know, so
try
to keep everything.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, that's the
other reason. It's a good idea, though. I think it is up
down the hill. It is. I agree.
I one thing, and I mentioned this actually before to Glenn. I think that we probably should go back to once-a-month meetings because I think we can resist any control of things by doing it once a quarter.
What do you mean?
There was just a very long time. I don't know what was going on.
I don't think every month is necessary.
I voted for bi-monthly at one point.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think there's not enough to discuss
every
monthly.
I mean, we've got everything pretty much cleaned up for the year, aside from the trees and the
right. Everything's scheduled, so for the rest of the year.
There were a huge number of violations between June and now, a lot more than I would have expected.
Well, also we've tabled a lot of them because of the water shortage.
Yeah,
we're not going to tell somebody to clean their roof when there's water shortage.
Right.
We're not going to do it.
That's not going to happen until after.
So we're not actually going to start. Right now, we're starting roofs till October.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at the list, look at all the stuff you guys voted on and done.
Mm-hmm.
It's a, that, you know, monthly is that, oh, we'll deal with it next month, and then mm-hmm. we'll deal with the following month. You have quite a meeting. You have to deal with that.
Exactly.
And you have to deal with it in that.
Right.
So every other month?
I would like to move that we have board meetings every other month.
Do I hear a second?
Start. Do you have to pick a start date or?
Well, it would be.
It would be. This is September.
So it would
so
be
November,
November,
the next one.
Well, except for the
budget. But we have a budget
meeting
in October.
So.
Well,
that would be.
Yeah.
God. Right? So it would
just
be
for a man.
Well, no,
just
the financial meeting is not an open forum.
Right.
So the open, next open forum would be
November.
I'll second.
Robert seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Well, okay, opposed. Yes, one.
Well, they passes.
Oh, passes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Robert, one second. Robert, second. Vivian. Vivian, Harry, Lisa. No.
And
Vivian and Lisa.
Yes.
Yes. And
yes.
Robert, yes, right?
Yes.
Did you raise your hand?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So it was unanimous.
Did you get pressure to do a yes? Because you just told me no.
I
okay.
I have to check because I might have given away one of your Wednesdays.
We can always change in the future if we need
to. Really bad for me is Monday.
Right.
I just can't do Monday.
Tuesday or Wednesdays are fine with me.
I'm gonna actually take these websites and send them to everybody so they can review with them.
We'll find those. There's some of them up right by that is such a little nail put them up.
Where would they go?
By the mailboxes, by the garbage, right.
They don't need to know the law. They don't know.
Right. They probably don't know.
Well,
right.
Okay, anybody else?
Okay, there's one more person back there that has.
Yes, my name is Miles. I work with JVP, the one who's in the company. We have been some installation in your neighborhood. We already have like four installation plans. they got the room too, and they're going to talk to more. But we want to let you know that we're going to be around.
We're soliciting.
We need some, alarms and sound, and we'll be
okay.
Whether we're going to be there. Some of you are some interested, but it would be important to let you out with the middle school now.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you have something?
Yep.
Okay.
When you guys are scheduled to reside, I know I asked Janice the other day, she told me you're not.
We're not. Yeah. We're going to talk about it in the budget meeting. We have the budget for it.
Whose responsibility was it for the water and the sprinklers for 2.5 months if they don't work?
Well, that's 2.5 months, right?
Yeah, the budget meeting was 2.5 months.
She wrote it on the website.
Yes, I had not seen it, and we went out and we.
Yeah, so
was it 2.5 months?
I don't think it was that long.
She would have denied it.
I don't think it was that long.
It was a broken.
If it was 2.5 months, she would have been dead.
Yeah, it would be dead.
And everybody else's grass is dead.
My grass is dead.
What's your name?
Go to your property with your head.
No, I don't.
Oh, go to your property would be dead right now if you had no grass.
No, as a matter of fact, I noticed she was a bad break right in front of your property.
Invited.
Yes.